It's Tuesday, February 11th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. A new managed services report may have finally killed managed services as a term, and JEDI could result in depositions. This is the Business of Tech. New data from SolarWinds MSP with their 2019 Trends in North American Managed Services report. There is a corresponding European report as well. From the report, a pair of quotes I will break down. Quote 1. The research shows that managed services are nearly ubiquitous in the channel, with 97% of survey partners reporting some form of revenue-generating IT service offering. Quote 2. MSPs are confident in their abilities to deliver basic security solutions and services like antivirus and backup, but lack confidence in more complex offering like auditing and penetration testing. So why do we care? Disclosure, I worked at SolarWinds MSP for 6 years and left in Q3 of last year. Recently, the guys and I talked on Killing It about how the term managed services has trended to useless due to overuse. I think I'm going to declare it just jump the shark today with this report. If, quote, revenue-generating IT service offering, close quote, is managed services, then it's totally meaningless, because you're saying if you make money on IT service, it's a managed service, which is useless. On the second quote, I want to put this into context. Last week, I reported the following. Firewalls and system patches and antivirus, what used to be sufficient for MSPs, they are no longer, Kyle Ardoin said in a meeting of National Association of Secretaries of State. And here, MSPs in the survey are quite confident in their basic security solutions, to which I say, so what? Customers, such as the secretary, have said that's not good enough. The report calls security the elephant in the managed services room, and it's not wrong. My takeaway is that the report isn't strong enough in its assessment, citing that the opportunity in managed security is out of reach of the average provider. I think it's worse than that. I think the average provider is probably at serious risk of breach and all of the problems that come from that. Like a moth to a flame, I'm back to an update on the JEDI contract dispute. Reminder for those not up to speed, JEDI is the Joint Enterprise Defense Initiative, the Pentagon's cloud contract, awarded to Microsoft over Amazon and now in dispute. Today's update to the dispute, Amazon is looking to depose President Trump, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, and former Secretary James Mattis over the contract award. From CNBC, quote, in court documents unsealed and filed Monday, Amazon's cloud computing arm said it's looking to depose seven individuals who were instrumental in the JEDI source selection and, quote, played pivotal roles, close quote, in the ultimate awarding of the contract. Aside from Trump, Mattis, and Esper, Amazon Web Services is also seeking to depose the Defense Department's Chief Information Officer, Dana Deasy, and the Source Selection Authority, which awarded the contract to Microsoft, as well as to the chairpersons of the SSA, according to the document. Why do we care? There's the drama of this and the business side of it. I'll leave the politics of it on the drama side, but freely admit this is turning into something intensely amusing to watch. Amazon certainly has the money and patience to go all out for this legal battle. Because on the business side, it does matter. The whole point here is the winner of the cloud crown from the government, and what should be a purely technical winner has become very muddied by comments like what Mattis attests in his recent memoir that Trump told him to, quote, screw Amazon, close quote, out of the contract. Microsoft and AWS both are looking for these crown jewel contracts to show to customers that their cloud is the one to go with. This is one of those, but it's now clouded by this. I've got popcorn for watching this. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. So for the next 3 days, I've got guest hosts that are going to be covering for me on a variety of topics. Additionally, Monday's episode will also be part of this special 4-part series. I look forward to your comments on these unique, outsider, different perspectives, and I will be returning to the podcast next Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Enjoy each of these special episodes, and we'll see you tomorrow.